All right, let me jump on in here to my opening monologue. And I'll remind you guys, by the way, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge batch of ground across the northern half of the state of Alabama. They are in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Folks, they are open 7 days a week at all locations. They will see all ages of their patients, and they are solid and good at what they do. Southern Immediate Care, daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, so the 2024 regular session of the Alabama legislature is over, and it was a doozy. There were bills that got all the attention and the ones that flew under the radar. There were acts and bills and debates and committees and resolutions. There were great moments, and there were knucklehead moments. But it's over as of yesterday afternoon when the motion was made to adjourn sine die. That's the Latin phrase for basically it is finished. There were times that we cheered, times that we complained, times we cajoled, and times we just stood there in confusion. It ran the gamut, man. But it is now one for the books, and now I'm going to ask each of you out there listening to do something. Seriously, I'm asking you to do something. I'm asking you to thank one of your House or Senate members. Seriously. Before I do that, though, before I go any further, let me just start by telling you a story about something I saw recently. So I was surfing social media, and some of you know I'm a classic rock fan. I came across a video that I was seeing, realized I was looking at Jimmy Page, the guitarist from Led Zeppelin. It caught my eye, so I paused on it. It was not the young Jimmy Page from the glory days of Zeppelin. This is old Jimmy Page, and he was sitting in a balcony next to an equally old Robert Plant and John Paul Jones. So what are the three surviving members of one of rock's most iconic bands doing sitting together in a balcony, I thought. And then I saw the stage, and I realized that on the stage was a young guy standing in the spotlight waving to the Zeppelin veterans with drumsticks in his hands, and I realized, well, that's Jason Bonham. He's the son of Zeppelin's original drummer, John Bonham. Okay, so now I was hooked. Turns out in 2012, Led Zeppelin was honored at the Kennedy Center by then-President Obama and members of the arts. The three surviving members sat up in the balcony being honored for their contribution to the world of music. Say what you want. You may not like their music, but there are a few bands that have made such an indelible impact that they have. Formed in 1968, Led Zeppelin blended hard rock, blues, and folk, and it's said that Led Zeppelin are one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Their total record sales are estimated to be between 200 and 300 million worldwide. 8 consecutive United Kingdom number one albums, 6 number one albums on the U.S. Billboard 200, 5 of their albums certified diamond. Rolling Stone magazine described them as, quote, unquestionably one of the most enduring bands in rock history. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But this night in the video that I'm talking about, this night was different. It was about them, but it was also for them. Because what happened next in the video, y'all, was epic. So, all of a sudden, out on stage, Ann and Nancy Wilson of the band Heart took the stage. And one of the Wilson sisters began playing the guitar, and I realized they're playing the opening to Stairway to Heaven. Jason Bonham was on the drums. A background string section was there. A gospel choir provided background vocals. The members of the band sat there amazed, with tears in their eyes, and looking occasionally at each other in wonder, like they were watching and reminiscing all at the same time. As the ensemble musicians on stage at the Kennedy Center performed Stairway to Heaven like it's never been played, I mean, it was music like music was meant to be, I'll be honest. And outside of being in a church worship setting, it was probably one of the most moving pieces of music I've ever seen or heard. Well, when it was finished, there were tears everywhere, a standing ovation. And Robert Plant was asked about it later. He said, "When I saw Heart perform Stairway to Heaven, I just couldn't believe that song had anything to do with this 64-year-old man sitting next to John Paul Jones, and I thought to myself, this is me? How did this happen?" Well, what got me about that story, though, was the reactions to the band, but it was also the post that I saw attached to it on social media. You see, the person who posted it said, "Look at their faces. This is why we should honor people while they are still with us." Wow. And it's true. It is so easy to watch people out there in the public eye do whatever it is they do and just believe they're doing their job and don't appreciate being thanked, but it's not true. Most folks don't work for thanks, but everyone appreciates being thanked. So I spent my time in Montgomery as a legislator. It was both maddening and rewarding all at the same time. I didn't do it for attention. I didn't do it to be thanked or to get kudos, but every once in a while, someone would say, "Hey, thank you for doing that thing that most folks didn't know you even did," and it would literally just make my day. But those were, unfortunately, rare moments. So rare that I can actually remember when they happened. I was amazed at the number of people who wouldn't even look you in the eye in public, but they could summon up all their keyboard courage and try to shame you on Facebook. People who would walk up to you in a restaurant, tell you how corrupt you are, and then ask you to please give a grant to their favorite cause. There were teachers who would email me threats and demands and cast aspersions about me personally because the union told them to. Then they'd go back to their classrooms and smile at the children. People would call in the middle of the night to harass. I actually had to open a file at the sheriff's department because of threats that were being sent to my house. But then I'd once in a while get a smile, a handshake, a thank you, and it would all be worth it again. Look, this past legislative session was frustrating at times, absolutely. Why did it take so long to put an end to that awful gambling bill? Why didn't they do more about libraries that have porn in the kids section? What's the deal with having big budgets but not seeing tax relief come to our pockets? But here's the thing. Taken in its totality, it was actually a very conservative session. Some of the conservatism was because of the things they did pass. Some of what they didn't pass also counts. This past session saw the Alabama House and the Senate pass some of the strongest school choice legislation in the nation. We saw our budgets stay in surplus and be balanced, with reserves set aside for a rainy day. We saw major tax breaks and incentives passed to be able to help workers find their way back to the workforce. We saw, literally, a change in how our state health officer is going to be appointed so we can hold him or her accountable for any actions they take during a future pandemic or any other future problems for that matter. We saw gambling bills that were just criminal in nature being shot down. We saw some new measures to increase mental health for veterans get passed into law. We saw honors given to good citizens. We saw filibusters against bad bills and filibusters against good bills. We even saw a few rare instances of bipartisan work on things the press probably didn't bother telling you about. Whether you liked it all, or maybe just part of it, whether or not your personal cares and the things you wanted to see done, your concerns were all met, or some met, or none met, there was something in the past several months that you can thank a legislator for, I guarantee you. It is generally a thankless job. And some of them need to move on because they've worn out their welcome, to be honest. But some of those folks down there, really, truly, are good, solid, conservative, salt-of-the-earth home folks who live right there in your communities. And they put on a tie and they drive to Montgomery for very little pay despite the fact that they've got other jobs. And they do what they do because the 10th Amendment to your Constitution says they should. If you can do better, then you should run for office yourself. But in the meantime, I want to encourage you, go find one of them. Just one. Just pick that one thing that you liked. Just one. And tell them thank you, and then leave it at that. Don't say thank you, but. Because if you add a but to your thanks, then it wasn't really thanks. It was just an excuse to get to your complaint. Just say thank you for that thing. Thanks for what you do. And leave them with the moment that makes all the rest of it worthwhile. You see, thank you means something. Go look at the faces of the old men from Led Zeppelin and remember it's important to say thank you while they are still among us. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, it's a weird job, a thankless job. Some folks think they're all just like corrupt. They're all just on the take. They're all just out there for their own benefit. That's such crap. There's some really, really good folks. Some of them may not vote the way you want them to. But some of them really did. And I would encourage you, find one, say thanks, especially while they're still among us. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.